Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are looking at key number 3, work and perseverance. When it comes to work, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, they say you gotta be very careful that sometimes you get lazy and sometimes your self-esteem, your willpower, your energy starts to lack. When laziness happens, then your work would not be efficient, it would not be good, and everything will fall apart. So from here we see that Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah alayhi says, إن يكون الشغل مجهدة فاتصال الفراغ مفسدة. If it comes to work and if it is, you know, exhaustion and you know, overworking, then obviously laziness is nothing but a corruption. When a person is not working, obviously he has nothing else to do. And Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says, الكسل يضر بالدين والدنيا. Surely laziness affects and corrupts not only this world, but also it affects the religion of a person. And then the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they continue and they say a hadith from Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi as-salam. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُبْغُضُ الْعَبْدُ النَّوَّامُ الْفَارَغُ. For Allah hates those who sleep, I mean oversleep, obviously, without a job, without a purpose. And we have so many people these days, especially with the youth. They spend their day, their nights playing games and wasting time, and they spend their days sleeping it off. And the same thing continues. So they have this boredom, they have this empty time, and they either entertaining themselves or either they are sleeping. Now, this is the life of an animal, because an animal has no intellect, so all it does is tries to seek its own comfort. When I put my intellect to sleep and I switch off the key, then me and the animal, in fact, are the same. But actually, I become worse than the animal. Why? Because I have intellect. So Allah says in the Quran, "Kal an'ami bal adallu sabila." They are like animals, but worse off. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they say Allah hates, remember the word, hates, not loves, not likes, not, I don't know, recommends. Actually, he hates those who sleep too much and have nothing to do. Now, I look at myself. If I find myself spending too much time sleeping and too much time on my hand that I'm not doing anything constructive with, then I have to put a tick on myself and put myself in the corner of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And this is something not me and you wants to do. So Allah loves people who are working, loves people who are achieving, loves people who are progressing, loves people who are making a change and a difference in life. Because we always say, if you are not giving something extra back to life, then you are an extra on life. So we need to give back, not just to become consumers. And as we're doing today, we're sucking Mother Earth out of its resources to a dying point. Let us take a break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program The Keys of Life. Key number 3, work and perseverance. When it comes to work, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they highly recommend me and you to start early to work, early in the day, not in the middle of the day, not half of the day, not at night, but early in the morning. Why? Because there are so many benefits into me and you trying to do our work as early as we can. Don't take my word for it, of course. Take the word of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In his own words, the Prophet says, Al-Bukuru Mubarakun, waking up early, setting up early, is blessed. And we say, why, Ya Rasulullah? He says, Yuzidu fi jam'i ni'am. It increases your chances of getting more sustenance. The earlier you wake up, the earlier you start, the more chances you have of making more of whatever business or trade you are in, or whatever work you are doing. And then he says, خصوصاً في الرزق, especially in matters of sustenance, which indicates in this hadith that when it comes to sustenance, it is not only materialistic, not only wealth-wise, but spiritual as well. You wake up early, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your wealth, and he increases your spirituality. So if you want to be a spiritual person and a rich person at the same time, then you have to start and wake up early. Another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself, he says, if you have something to do, then do it early, for it should be easy. Now, we have this notion that we say, well, I'm not going to go too early because everyone goes early. So I'm going to stay, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours and then I'll go. I'll go like half, you know, during half of the hours of work time, you know, then it will be less people. I'll go just an hour or 2 hours before they close. You know, this way there will be less people. We constantly have this. Even if that's the case, even if there's less people, by the time you get to the worker or to the teller or whoever you think that you need to do, you have to keep in mind he's tired. He's been there from the morning himself. And you've seen a lot of nasty people throughout the day. And when you get to him, his energy is out. Frustration is on the highest level. And you come to him and you want your things done. Especially if you don't have everything that is required to finish your application, for example. Then you could imagine what happens. While the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he's saying to us, no, leave early. Do it earlier because it will be done a lot smoother and quicker. So you go to the teller, you have an application, you go to the counter, the guy's, you know, full of energy, he's happy the beginning of the day, and even if he sees things here and there that might need to be done, he might even overlook them, and he might make the process a lot easier for you. Amir al-Mu'mineen salam Allah alayhi, the commander of the faithful, he says in a hadith, should I tell you what will increase your rizq? Obviously, we want to know, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, who doesn't? He says, al-bukuru fi talab al-rizq, then seek your sustenance at an earlier time. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.